The Rush Hour. Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle 2023, based on 2023 full year VFAX results. The Rush
Hour. Oh, I hate to be this guy. Are we literally about to record?
No, you don't.
I got something. I've just totally forgot what it was.
Yes.
8 seconds ago.
Okay, let's track back and think through your thoughts.
Okay.
What were we talking about? We just finished the show, which finished with Queensland Florida Man. We were talking about Florida stuff. Then we were talking about Jake Gyllenhaal and his new show.
The new movie. And then I said, I got something. And I knew he said, let's go.
Was it about Jake Gyllenhaal's rig? Because I'm happy to continue on about that.
It is. That Roadhouse movie. Hang on. It's starting to come back to me.
He's nearly there. Okay, let's help him on this journey, Luke. What else have we talked about?
Roadhouse,
Jake Gyllenhaal, Florida.
He was thinking about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I'm here.
Conor McGregor.
I'm here. No, it was earlier, and you'll hear this in the podcast, maybe. Innocent bystander gear.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no.
Okay. Well, there's a story that won't be in the podcast. There was a fight in Ipswich Shops you told me about today.
Yeah,
where
huge.
A woman used her mobile phone as a weapon.
Yeah.
It did remind me of it. It's not funny because people got hurt, but it did remind me of a story from way back when a woman used something as a weapon on me that I would have never expected.
Oh, it was a dildo, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, but way to be gross. No, it was... I had just made a decision. I'd just been seeing this girl for about 4 weeks, for reference, and we weren't dating or anything. But we didn't see him. We had slept together and that kind of thing. I wasn't sleeping with anyone else, but I wasn't interested in a relationship. She knew that. I just decided to take a gig overseas in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
She assumed because I'd taken that gig that she was coming with me. So I had to say to her, in probably maybe too blunt a way, hey, I'm going by myself. I'm not interested.
Mm.
I mean, I think you should have probably had that conversation before you told her you were moving.
Well, that's up to her to work out now.
Oh, come on.
Would it have been the worst thing if she had moved over with
yes,
you?
Yes, it would have been awful. Okay, I wouldn't have met Abby.
Oh,
yeah. That's true.
Anyway.
And Abby is the best of the best.
Yes. The closest thing to this girl was an uncooked potato sitting in a bowl. She grabbed it from the bowl and threw it on my head. Hit me inside there with it.
Oh, wow.
I'd never been beaten with a vegetable before, but here we are.
I don't think I've ever... Actually, I was at a nightclub once and a woman confused me for someone else and hit me with her ballet flat.
Oh.
Why did she have her ballet flat at a nightclub?
So back in like the early, like, you know, 2010s or whatever, people used to wear heels out, but then they'd take the little ballet flats in their bag.
Smart.
So she obviously got the ballet flat and she walked up and slapped me. And then the second she saw my face, she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That wasn't meant for you.
But why would you, if you want to hurt him, why wouldn't you hurt him with the heel, not the ballet flat?
I think it's too quick to get off. She had the ballet flat handy.
It's probably already.
Also, you don't want to like murder them. You just want to teach them a lesson, obviously.
Ballet flat's like a warning shot. And if you still muck up after that, you get the heel.
Then she gets the heel.
I don't think I've ever been hit.
I think it was also
before.
A wedge, to be honest, which
not
is
in not in school or anything. Never been hit.
Nah, I mean, like, you know, I've been caught
because
in the
you've got a punchable face.
Thanks.
I don't think so.
I've been caught in the crossfire of like a stray football or something, but
no,
never been the target of someone's anger.
We should do a fun topic on crossfires because I got two that come to mind.
Caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, caught the first one. I was in grade 7. And there was a kid called Michael Chittum. They ended up playing for the Cairns Tight Bands in the NBL. Elite athlete, had a rocket arm. You remember the vortex? The thing you could throw and it made the whistle sound through the air?
Yeah.
He threw it, I shit you not, 50 metres away. I didn't know he was throwing it. I was walking through straight in the penis. And I just remember it was the most awful pain and the whole school after me. Second crossfire. Let me finish this. Second crossfire. High school, grade 12, a kid called Mason Sibbo, who's a boarder at St. Augustine's. Similar situation. I had a vortex, similar kind of thing. I wasn't necessarily throwing it at him. I just threw it for the sake of throwing it. Poor kid had just got a meat pie. Probably the first meat pie they'd given out in boarding because they were tight asses. Straight up into his pie, knocked out of his hand.
I was going to say, you're like the Simpsons guys, the cinema, the movie.
Yeah. It's like,
actually.
And it makes that, noise. I got hit in the back of the head with a surfboard. We were surfing and my cousin Bill had the board and he was like flicking around and we went to swim back in and I went under the water and came up and I've got 14 stitches on the back of my head from the surfboard point.
I do actually remember a time now where someone did purposely have a swing at me.
Here we go.
Primary school.
Yeah.
Hockey team. Hockey stick. Don't know what we were arguing about, but we had a fight over something.
Yeah.
And this guy just swung at my shins, actually. I wasn't wearing shin pads.
Yeah, well, that's your own fault.
And then,
it was,
yeah, there was a whole thing. And then we ended up becoming quite good friends in high school.
We'll do caught in the crossfire at some stage. I like that.
Yeah,
there was this kid in grade 3 on Thursday Island. His name was Philip, and he was a cranky little bugger, and I knew it. And this is horrendous. But I remember I used to, if it was quiet in class and the teacher couldn't see, I'd get scissors and I'd gently snip the webs of his fingers.
Oh, no.
Elliot, what the hell?
And
that's assault.
Here we go. I was 8. Here we go. Oh, I remember one day he got so angry from it. Fair enough. He threw every single chair in the room, tipped all the desks over. He got detention and not me.
Real serial killer vibes from you there.
Well, that was Philip. Manage your anger. Anyway, radio show today. What have we got, Luke?
Today we had the chat with...
The chat with, you'll see. Okay, bye.
That's a great chat. Archie Milligan was in. Played movies in a millet, in a minute. Yep. Millet and minute.
Yep. The Milligan.
Yep, the millet skin.
I've still got on my computer our giblets testicles from last week. Anyway, keep going. Yep.
Gibbets. Yeah. I know now.
Gibbets. We took calls on people and how much they earn from the Containers for Change scheme. That was cool.
It just impressed. I actually got a message after that from a mate of mine. His name's Andrew Boyle, good cricket player up in Townsville. He says that his dad does it. He says, heard you talking about it, collecting 10 cent cans, blah, blah, blah. My dad has an Excel spreadsheet of all the cans he's returned.
He labels everyone.
He collects them when he goes fishing, which people have thrown in the creeks or banks, and it pays for his fuel.
Oh, so that's not only that, but he's actually cleaning up the waterways as well.
They're a great freaking legend. These guys, really good family.
I've got a couple of buckets sitting in my garage, just overflowing now with empty cans.
We should do a collection.
You need to talk?
We could pay you our wages.
Give
Luke a pay rise.
Okay, don't get too excited. They're mostly soda water bottles.
Well, I'm not excited. I'm checking in.
They're soda water bottles.
You're sitting at home drinking
your
ice again.
Does that mean that a soda stream would be a good present for you?
What's a soda stream?
So it's the little machine that makes soda water so you don't have to buy the bottles. Because there's that ad where, and it came out around Game of Thrones time, when the girl goes into the shop and buys a whole ton of soda waters, and then the woman from Game of Thrones comes out in her little outfit, the extra, and goes, shame, shame.
And they start following her home,
and then it gathers into a giant group of people.
That's good marketing.
Shame, shame.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Elliot, you banned something in Fun Police today.
This one's a tough one.
You're becoming
so many
a soft cop.
No.
A what?
No, this one was pretty bad.
Because you're banning things and then like a month later being like, oh, sorry, now I do that actually.
Oh, yeah.
You're turning over things left, right and centre. You're a real turncoat.
You'd be proud of this. I meant to tell you, I've been doing that couch to 5K running thing. I hate running. I did 20 minutes straight the other day.
That's really good.
It sucked.
That's great.
I can't imagine what it would have been like if I tried this 15 kilos ago, because even now I feel parts of my body rubbing together that
I told you you're on the TikTok. You've got to follow that big boy running club guy.
Oh,
he's awesome. He's so likable.
While we're on TikTok, I think I'm done with it. I had my one night and I forgot I had it.
What did you peak at?
I actually haven't checked, but I think I just don't have a lot of interest. You know me, I go through waves of interest with things and I've lost TikTok after a day.
Okay, great. Well, I'm really glad I reshared that for you.
I'll have one post on my TikTok forever. Nice. And it was, you know, it was a great moment for all of us. I'd say follow me, but don't, because I might use it.
Queensland Man, Florida Man, that's the show. Good one.
We got one more. You're not here tomorrow, our last show before Easter. Where are you going?
No, somewhere.
So you just took a day off because you don't want to be with us. We got a 47-minute show tomorrow.
I know.
All days to take leave.
Turned it into a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-day holiday.
But there was an
option. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, there was an option of taking a 5-day long weekend.
I didn't get the option.
Well, I did.
Why didn't we all do that?
I'm going to get a text tomorrow. I've got a migraine.
That'd be good, actually. I worry about your ability to turn the desk on, though.
Cooking up a migraine now as we speak. Yeah, just decided to have the day off.
What are you going
to
do, though?
Buy
a soda stream.
No. Well,
follow the Queensland government's advice and stuff.
Probably. Look, because the weather's pretty crap at the moment. It's raining all around the state, so I might just stay home and self-love.
Maybe that's the advice. If it rains on the weekend, stay home and masturbate over it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Praise the Lord.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Oh, God!
Elliot.
Triple M's Movies.
You are a toy!
In a minute.
Now, this is a game where a minute is put on a clock for two separate contestants. I'll explain as many films in that minute as possible without using famous names from the film or quotes, that kind of thing. AB, the history of this, you've been outstanding.
I know, I dominated it.
A 90% win rate I tallied over time. However, 2 weeks ago to this date exactly, a 20-year-old kid from New Zealand and newshound Archie walks in and does this.
How many was that?
Five.
Oh, my God. The Kiwi wins.
New Zealand wins!
Archie. Thanks, Abby.
I'll get back to training.
Loser. Loser.
Yeah, you're also like 20, so embarrassing.
You lose.
You can make excuses or you can be better.
Good day, sir.
Let's who? Is it her?
Archie, last couple of weeks.
Thanks for making that, by the way.
How have they been?
It's been good. Look, yeah. I've been riding the high. Yeah, I'm actually 21, by the way, guys. I'm a big man.
Doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
Our news journalist is a child. So the rematch of rematches today. Now, as champion, I'm going to give you the option whether you'd like to go first or second. Last time you chased the runs and you won. What would you like to do today?
I think I'll follow in the way of the cricket team, although that didn't go well.
Yep.
I will chase.
Okay. Blech. So, AB, you're batting
Can't
first.
Can I get some baby brain bonus? I have a real disadvantage here.
Just because of who you are as a human being?
No, baby brain. It's real.
Oh, don't use that on
the
everything.
The choices you made with your husband.
The way we're going to do it today, school holidays coming up, of course, at the Easter period. These are all famous family films.
Okay. All right.
AB. Archie, if you can keep score. AB, your time starts now. About a pig. Aussie movie.
Babe.
Yep. The small thing in the sea, a girl with a tail.
Little Mermaid.
Yep. A nanny that can fly with her umbrella.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Not a rooster walking because it's
Chicken
like,
Little.
No, it's not walking because it's going faster
Flying
than that.
Chicken.
If it's going faster than a walk, what are you doing?
Pass.
You've never gone for a run in your life.
Chicken run.
No, you got it wrong. What sound does a gun make?
Shoot. Bang.
And that twice.
Bang, bang.
So the first, that's the last two. What would be the first two? If it's bang, bang to finish, what are the first two?
Pass.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. I've put you in the freezer now, you're...
Frozen.
Okay, a girl that can do spells, her dad's a...
Matilda.
Car, yep. Okay, St. George, Illawarra.
Dragons.
Okay, and they...
How to
before
teach a dragon.
Game, close.
How to train a dragon?
Yes. A thing that you read.
Book.
But not about the forest.
No.
You know, because it's similar to a forest. So the word
Garden.
You said. So, okay, bigger than that. There's lions, tigers.
Rainforest.
The jungle book. Baby brain. Either you've lost it or baby brain is real, because some of
baby
them,
brain
mate,
is real. It's scientifically real.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Yeah,
for goodness sakes.
If I'm not going to get it straight away, I just want to pass.
What's faster than a walk?
Also, I did get chicken run before you corrected me.
Surely.
What was the score?
I'll take that to the tribunal next week.
What was the score?
Six.
Six is still pretty good.
Mm.
Your chances.
Got five last week.
All right, Archie, you need six to win. Seven to win.
Seven
a
to
draw
win.
Will hold it, though.
Okay.
Your time, Arch, starts now. The day before the 25th of December, and you have a dream. So it's, you know, you have a dream.
Christmas Eve.
What's a bad dream?
A nightmare. Night before Christmas.
Yes. Okay, the guy lives in Arabia. He wants the
Aladdin.
Princess. Yep. The slippers. She finds a tin man.
Cinderella. Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. It's like Kung Fu, but similar to that. It's a child doing
Karate
Kung
Kid.
Fu. Yeah. A tale that goes on and on and on. It never stops.
Never ending story.
Yeah. I can hear AC/DC singing. That you could also call that. You know, there's hills in this, and they're alive.
Pass.
Oh, the Sound of Music.
Yeah, bugger.
A spider makes a what?
Web.
Yes.
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. The children have gotten smaller because.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. If you don't believe what I say, you've got a bit of what about me? Yeah. Oh, a lady version of this.
Pass.
Okay, Mrs. Doubtfire. My mother and father in a... You've put him into a bad situation. It would have been Parent Trap.
Oh.
What was the score?
Five.
Seven.
No way.
Okay, what is wrong with everyone today?
Five.
Let's go through again. So we'll tick off as we go. You got The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's one. I've got Luke in the background here too. You got Aladdin. That's two. You got The Wizard of Oz. That's three. Karate Kid is four. The Neverending Story is five. Charlotte's Web is six. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is seven. you've got some real issues, mate.
There we go.
I was patting the dog in the middle of it.
My dog is in the studio today hanging out with us. So,
oh, well, he beat me by one. It's not as bad.
Actually beat you tremendously because he went second. That's a mighty effort. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The champ lives on.
Look, I can go into my holiday riding this high.
You lost your child again. He's 21. He barely knows how to talk.
I'm trying to make a child at the same time.
You're twice
freaking
his age. It's devastating. Want to hear from you this afternoon on 133 53. On who has returned and earned the most when it comes to that containers for change scheme, the recycling. And this is actually a good one. I bagged the government yesterday about the Olympic stuff. The state government 6 years ago almost brought in containers for change where you get 10 cent refunds for eligible drink containers. Announced today, 8 billion containers have now been returned through.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
But, epic work, because a lot of little charities and stuff around the state, they'll run that, so that like kids' teams and stuff, they'll collect money.
Schools, all that kind of thing. I don't have anyone in my life that I know of that does it to a huge extent, but apparently there's lots of people out there that have been doing it the whole time and have saved up big time.
I mean, my folks haven't like made tons of money from it, but my dad will take his containers back and his soft plastics to Woolies and Coles. He's really particular.
That's boring.
They like to have as little waste as possible. But there was a couple on the Sunshine Coast back in 2020. They collected 150,000 cans and paid for their wedding.
So what's 150,000?
It's around 15 grand.
10 cents a can.
That they got total.
Jeez. How much is a wedding about that normally?
Well, that's what they said. The wedding costs around 15 grand.
That's incredible.
But yeah, they collected around 150,000 pieces.
And you wonder, do they just go out on the weekends and pick stuff up?
So they asked their friends and family and they said, you know, like, we're going to do ours, obviously, but we're just a couple.
Yeah.
Send in anything you want or drop it off and we'll come and collect it. And for, a number of weeks, they collected and were able to save up 15 grand.
You'd think there'd be some, and I hope we get stories of kids out there on 133 53. You'd think there'd be some kids out there that have gotten big into this and saved up as well.
For school groups, for charities, whatever it is, because, particularly if you've got access to like a business.
Yep.
You know, our workplace, but far out, we go through the milks and the cans and stuff all the time. Imagine if you could collect those.
8 billion containers.
Dollar signs
returned.
Just flashed in Elliot's eyes.
No, I'm too lazy for that. Containers for change. But if you've got someone in your family that's done it, who has returned and earned the most? What did you pay for?
Let's go to Mackay first. Mm. Kat, tell us, how much did you return and earn?
Well, we've got a can crusher, so we fill a lot in a bag, and it goes into the grandson's bank account. He's only two, and he's got a few thousand in there already.
Ooh.
While everyone else's livers are...
So I'm imagining the two-year-old's doing absolutely nada to help. Who's we? Who's the team behind this?
Just the farmers in the shed, so they drink quite a bit of beer.
Okay, Kat, I'm going to pause you. I don't live with you, so I don't know who the farmers in the shed are, but I'm fascinated to know. Keep going.
So every day after work, the carton gets open and they drink Great Northern, so we've just got endless cans of Great Northern, so we crush them and load up bags and take them to the containers,
I love this. So instead of like, I mean, it's very American, but you know, like putting money away for a college fund.
Yeah.
They're just getting on the tins every afternoon and setting this kid up for the future.
All I can imagine is Yellowstone. They've got the bunkhouse, all the cowboys out there, and they do that. They just sink tins all night. I imagine this farm is a similar
setup. This kid's going to get to like 18. It's going to be 50 grand.
Life is great. All right, we're going to go to Townsville up next. Terry, appreciate you calling the Rush Hour. Returning and earning with containers for change. Is it you that saved up a bit?
I did, mate. Yeah, Kiwi Terry from Townsville.
Terry.
I've been collecting cans for, I don't know, the last 7-8 years, and I've been collecting them in the big fags bags, you know, the big wall bag.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first bag I took in, they're all crushed cans, right? The first bag I took in was $380. The second bag, they gave me $800. So I've been counting there. And recently, the last couple of days, I took two bags in and they gave me $600.
Terry, this is a business. You have to register.
Terry's worked out life. And I love the joy in his voice too.
He's proud of himself and he should be. He's smarter than me, that's for sure. Rocky now, Deb on 133 53. How much did you return and earn?
Since the beginning of the scheme and small about 8 months ago, we raised over about $40,000.
What? Who's we, Deb? Who's the team here? What are you saving for?
Well, my grandson has spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy and hashtag Team Cooper, and we got together, a band of his mother's friends, parents and everything, we all got together.
Yep.
And we raised money, the local hotel, the local drinkers.
Oh, wow.
Everyone pitched in, and twice a week I used to take a ute load of cans to the recycle centre. And it was to buy a Kia Carnival so that he could fit his wheelchair in it.
Oh, my gosh, Deb. That is wonderful. Is hashtag Team Cooper, is that right? Is that still continuing at the moment? Can people in the central Queensland region help out?
We did close it, but what happened was when you go to Containers for Change, there were donation numbers, customer numbers. So if you didn't want the money, you could just donate your cans to somebody's cause. So people of Central Queensland have really helped out fantastically.
40 grand. My gosh.
I'd love a Kia Carnival.
If you're in CQ right now, dead set, give yourself a pat on the back. That is incredible effort.
Deb, hey, so
anyone
lovely to speak to you. On you, mate.
Thank you so much.
There's some good human beings out there, hey.
Just when you lose faith, selfish reasons,
with all the a holes in the world and all the negative headlines, you get stories like that.
Central Queensland, you're not letting the team down.
Shout out to you guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
The Brisbane Broncos and the North Queensland Cowboys locking horns. That is Friday night. You'll hear it right here on Triple M. Joining us now, one of the coaches from the Broncos, a man that has been part of the coaching game for a long time. Long time now. He's done it all. He coached USA for a couple of games, remember?
That is, yeah, that is unique in itself.
John Cartwright, hello, mate.
Good afternoon, guys.
Really appreciate your time on the Rush Hour. Have you ever seen, and someone, whatever team you follow, you've got an injury at the moment. Have you ever seen such an injury-riddled start to the year across all clubs?
No, I think it's hard to put your finger on why. I think probably the main reason is the game gets faster and faster every year with every little rule change they make. And, you know, with the collisions that we have, the faster that we're moving just leaves you a bit more prone to injury, I think. That's all I can put it down to.
Yeah, we definitely have had a tough week. The positive news I'm reading today, and look, a lot of stuff about this guy of late has proven to not be true, but Reece Walsh not having to get surgery now, they're thinking he might be able to come back a little bit quicker?
Yeah, they didn't have to operate, which is a great sign. That would put you out for a little bit longer, just, you know, through the intrusive nature of the surgery. So the fact that they're just, it's just a time thing, you know, it'll get down to probably a minimum time of probably 3 weeks, and then it'll be just sort of how it feels on and what the surgeon says after that. So That's a bit of positive news for us.
John, I mean, Reece Walsh has become the poster boy for rugby league the last couple of years. Reports circling the last 24 hours or so that he's signed a massive 5-year deal at the club. He came out on social media, said that's not the case. Do you know where contracts talks are at right now, and are you confident you keep him?
Look, it's been ongoing. I know about that. Not sure where the early crow come from, but if Walshy says that it hasn't happened yet, you'd have to take him on face value. But look, I'm sure the club is pretty confident in keeping him. I know he's very happy here. Mm-hmm. His family are based around him. And that was, you know, the reason that he wanted to come back in the first place. So that hasn't changed. The club don't want to lose. Reece wants to stay, and that's, you know, they're normally the two main ingredients.
Well, John, we wish you and the Broncos the best of luck, mate. We love watching these games as fans, the Forex Derby derbies. Can't imagine what it's like being part of it. Good luck Friday night, brother.
Thank you very much for your time.
On you, mate. That's John Cartwright, one of the assistant coaches at the Brisbane Broncos. You will hear Broncos Cowboys live right here, 7 p.m. come Friday night on Triple M.
Lovejoy's Fun Police.
I would like to cancel the Mexican wave. TikTok. Hiking is done. People that go into caves. I don't want to sound like an old man, but live in the moment. It's disgusting. You're an idiot.
It's time for Elliot to discredit and disown anything that brings people joy.
Now, producer Luke is here as well. I would say more than crushing what brings people joy, whatever that idiot says at the start. I say more I question dumb behaviour. and we slap fines and punishment on top of it.
We're not really questioning it if you're swiftly fining people. You've made a decision.
I ask a quick question, and then I realise they're dumb, and then I slap the fines on. Anyway, today...
trying to justify your police brutality.
Render a lot of people upset, but it is what it is when people are doing dumb stuff. I got a note the other day. For the first time in my life, I've been asked to be a groomsman at a friend's wedding. Yeah, should be a nice thing. That's what it should be. Oh, but instead it was, because I got the note, you know, I want you to be a groomsman, blah, blah, blah.
Some people live their whole life never being invited to do those things, you know?
Well, probably because they're not very likable people. This one at the bottom says, we'll meet up soon as we'd like to organise a wedding dance upon entry. So whoever the groomswoman...
Bride?
There you go. The person next to me that's female. No, but she's the bridesmaid. Yeah, bridesmaid.
Maid of honour, yeah. Oh, you're just a groomsman.
Whatever,
yeah.
The woman in a dress that's not getting married... I've got to do a specific dance in with her.
Yeah.
So they play a different...
Like a little entry kind of thing.
We've got to actually practice it and get it right and whatever.
Yeah.
That's why today I'm left with no choice but to ban dancing. Because it's not happening. It's stupid. The wedding's not about me and the woman in the dress that's not the bride. It's about the woman in the dress that is the bride and the groom. And they shouldn't dance it. Dancing is dumb. The more I thought about this overnight, what's the point? We're moving and gyrating your music and looking like buffoons.
Okay, firstly, no one's making you gyrate. That's your choice, you creep.
That happens at every wedding.
No,
you can gyrate if you want.
I've gyrated at every wedding I've been to.
It's like,
part of a wedding.
That's a personal choice.
You gyrate with a woman who's wearing a dress that's not
mate,
the bride.
If you're innocently doing the sprinkler...
Yeah.
Or the mailman or
no,
the shopper.
There's always victims. With the sprinkler, there's always victims, and it's the public that aren't dancing.
Good Lord, I feel for the people who are the victims of your gyrating.
So, well, they won't be victims anymore because dancing, and I hate to be this guy, it's done as of right now. It's banned across the state.
You can't.
Of course you can. I've just done it.
Okay, look, I find it a little bit cheesy doing the wedding dancing thing in. Like, by all means, the bride and groom's first dance, the bride and the father of the bride, beautiful. I do find the whole, like, let's dance in thing, unless it's hilarious and there's some kind of prank to it,
but
I do find that a bit cringe.
Can't.
However,
can't dance anywhere.
You can't take away other people's joy.
Of course you can. Just did. Dancing's done everywhere. I mean everywhere.
What if I want to dance on my own in my lounge room?
I'll find you.
Is that because you have no rhythm?
Of course I don't. I've got none. No. But other people don't either. Dancing's done.
I just don't really understand... how you can implement something like this. Like, there's professional dancers in music videos
they've
and
just
cheerleaders.
Lost their jobs. Here's an
example.
You
can't take it that big.
At a nightclub, right? Let's go to Gilligan's Nightclub in Cairns. Fancy nightclub. Instead of dancing like peanuts on there and gyrating, you do what I used to do. You do blockies of the club. So you walk around with the drink in your hand, hoping a pretty girl looks at you and talks to you.
You are such a creep.
It never happens.
I was going to say. But you know what, though? Dancing in nightclubs is a really good age identifier. The second you see someone dancing, you can immediately establish what decade they're from.
Well, I think it's a good way
based
to catch
on the dancing, because if they're doing like a bit of a like kind of up arms moving only, that's a millennial move, you know, straight away. But the Gen Zers, they've got all the cool like
Gen Z.
Leg
what's
dance
a boomer
moves.
Dance?
Oh, like my mum,
that's gyrating.
Where she does like a
why do you have to have the sound
it's
effects so to go with it
head.
That are sexual?
It's so visual,
it's so upsetting. Anyway,
it's hard work.
Next time you go to a wedding, to a nightclub, to you're sitting at home, just know I'm always watching. I'm always watching. It's banned. It's done. Talk to each other. Instead of the first wedding dance, have the first wedding poem. You know, there's always time to change.
So you will allow poetry over dance?
I love poetry. Yep. This show is shit. We're going to go to the news in a little bit. I love you both. Oh, nothing wrong.
Time to play a hit.
Anyway.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Now, Elliot, you're constantly whinging. Oh, I don't get enough credit. I deserve a promotion in this job. I saw something this week that I thought may be the step in the right direction that you need. You know, we've seen it before. We've had people being recruited to watch thousands of hours of Netflix as a job, paid to do it. Mm. We last year had a bloke on that was won the beer tasting officer position. Well, how does this sound? Chief Cushiness Officer. Describe this position more and possibly sell it to you in a much better way. Mm. We're joined by Temple & Webster's Head of Design and Product Development, Roger Way. Good afternoon, mate.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Roger, first things first, can you give us a bit of a job description of what we're putting Elliot up for?
Yeah, so we're looking for a chief chiefness officer, which is probably going to be the most important role at a company like Temple & Webster, which for those who don't know, we're the largest online retailer for home Australia, so it's all about furniture, right? So the chief cushioness officer is going to be the authority on comfort, and they're going to be telling Australia all about what comfort means and sharing what our products are all about.
Roger, let's deep dive. So yeah. What does my 9-to-5 look like in this gig? Sleeping on a few different beds, napping, couches, what?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, what is it that all of the Aussies do when they're on the sofa, right? They're eating, okay. They're sleeping, they're drinking. And I don't know if you saw some of our stats, 1 in 5 are also using it as a love den. So we're doing it for,
fornicating on our couches.
Well, see, Roger, that's why I actually thought that Elliot would be great for this position because he never does that. So at least the eating and the sleeping stuff will get taken care of. What does make the best candidate? Are you going to test out how much of all these things they do?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to be doing all that. But you know what we're looking for? We're looking for someone with charisma, with attitude, someone that's going to show. Yeah, no, I think you'll be all right. you got to show well on camera and you got to want to share your opinion and tell Australia what comfort's all about.
Just quickly, on camera, Roger, you said, so you need someone probably aesthetically pleasing?
Rule me out. Right?
Okay. No. People on couches don't have to be good looking. We want the real man who would be on a couch.
How would people go about getting involved here? Because if you're looking for charisma and you're looking for someone that's going to be on camera, sorry, Roger, I'm doing this for Temple & Webster. You don't want me. How do people to get involved?
Well, go to our website, templeandwebster.com.au/.
Hang on, going to rewind. Just saw the salary. $20,000 for 20 days of work.
Yeah.
I've got charisma.
I'm good looking.
I'll lose some kilos. I'll do whatever you need. It's not a typo. 20K for 20 days work.
Yeah, you're getting paid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 100%. This is a real job. It's going to be fun.
My question, as a Temple & Webster absolute fangirl, long-time fan, I will add, not just before this,
Fantastic.
Do you get a free couch as well?
You get 20K.
I'm sure we can work something out. I mean, you're sitting on 200 sofas. I'm sure there's going to be a sample floating around.
Actually, stuff you. I'm pregnant. I need to sit down. I'm applying as well.
Yeah, but you got no charisma. Just
your maternity leave policy. Right?
Templeandwebster.com.au. $20,000 up for grabs to 20 days of work. Apply online. Today. Roger Way, appreciate your time, mate. Thanks for joining the Rush Hour.
Hey, thank you.
A Queensland man.
Florida man.
A Queensland man.
Some of the strangest stories come out of the state of Florida.
I want to give a shout out actually to Florida as well before we play this game today.
As a state?
Because they've introduced this Florida Games that they're doing annually where they have like a little Olympics with Florida themed events. Mm. So like wrestling a fake alligator, evading police, that kind of stuff. Queensland needs our own, I feel, one day.
Have you seen they did the Roadhouse remake with
I haven't
Jake
watched it yet.
Oh, it's trash, but good trash. But they base it in Florida and some of the cliches. There is an alligator featured in that one too. It's very good.
It's very on brand. Well, I mean, that's the whole premise of this game.
Yep.
Florida and Queensland, we're much alike. We have a couple of loose units. Things get a bit hot. People get crazy in the heat. There's crocodiles instead of alligators. Very, very similar. So I'm going to tell you three stories today. You need to tell me whether they happen in Queensland or Florida. Number one.
Right.
A government's Facebook post went viral internationally when they were running a campaign encouraging the state's population to take care of themselves called the Give Yourself a Hand.
Oh, that sounds like some dumb slogan that the Queensland government's come up with.
Yeah, I reckon that's Queensland too.
You'd be correct, yes. It went viral. Queensland Health, the Give Yourself a Hand campaign with a hand and a winking face emoji.
But what was the campaign?
Encouraging self-love.
Why?
Just as a means of keeping safe, assessing that everything's okay down there.
No, stop. What do you mean? How is that keeping safe by giving yourself self-love?
Well, it's healthy.
Well, if you know that there's a random bump has popped up down there for...
It's keeping aware of your
bits. But it's not telling you to check for lumps. It's telling you to...
But also the safest
rub your
sex
lump.
You can have is with yourself.
Well, that's true. Very true. All right.
Okay, number two.
Yeah.
There is a place in this state, whether it be Queensland or the state of Florida, called Booty Island.
Booty?
Yeah.
Spell it?
No, because that might give it away.
Well, no, I've never heard of it.
Just guess based on the name.
No, I want the spelling.
No, you can't. No. This is my game, my rules.
I'm going to go Florida because booty is a very American word.
I'm going to go Queensland in case it's an indigenous word that looks that way.
Okay.
Well, it's spelled B-O-O-T-I-E.
Right.
And it is in the Shire of Cook in far north Queensland.
Oh.
There you bloody go. Booty Island. Go. Never heard of it.
Yeah, we could go there. Have a good time.
I don't want to go with you.
I didn't say I wanted to go with you. Well, I just
said, you said we.
We as in like separately.
We.
Anyway, I don't want to go with you.
We means
okay,
multiple.
Finally, a man got tired of waiting at the hospital, so he stole an ambulance and drove home.
Well, all the ambulances in Queensland are ramped at hospitals, so it's possible.
Yeah, there could have been one at the back.
It it does fit both states.
It does,
I would
it?
Say that Floridians and Queenslanders, we are not known for our patience. And
no. And he was drunk as well, by the way.
Oh.
Flip a coin. I'm going Florida.
I'll take
needs
Queensland
to be a Florida
again,
one.
Then. Okay, this one is Florida, unfortunately, for you. Mm. It was in Lady Lake. His neighbour took him to hospital because he was drunk and being a menace.
Yep.
And yeah, after waiting several hours to see the doctor, he got frustrated and stole an ambulance to go home.
I mean, obviously don't encourage any of that behaviour, but that's right.
It's just glad
that
it
complete
didn't
lack
here.
Of sense of consequence.
Anyway, you got to watch Roadhouse. I think it's on Amazon or one of them.
No, I don't have it.
Well, you can borrow
I'll
my Amazon.
Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal looks pretty good in it.
His rig, oh my God. And Conor McGregor plays the bad guy, the
oh,
UFC
really?
Fighter. Yeah. He's got an Irish accent, but he tries to make like a hybrid American one. It's like, dreadful. But anyway,
yeah. Spent a lot of time in America.
The movie's worth watching.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Triple M's Rush Hour!
Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle of 2023? Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.